Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Well, can you believe it's that time of the week again? Year's getting away. Yeah. Gav is with us on the line here this afternoon. G'day, Gav.
That I am. I am definitely here.
Now, we had just before the break there.
Yeah.
The oldest person in the Hunter unfortunately passed away on Monday at 106, right?
Oh, that leaves me next.
I was going to ask you, do you reckon that you can live to 106?
Oh, no. I don't even know if I'd want to.
No, I'm not sure either.
I'd be still here pushing around trolleys answering questions.
Yes. I could imagine. I can imagine walking into Lee Rowan's and he's a 106-year-old Gav.
Yeah, that'd be me.
You never know, Gav. You might make it.
That's a possibility.
Yeah. So how you been going?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. Bit of a shock when the cloud left today. It was like, I can't see how it's going to get to 35 tomorrow, and then after lunch it's like, yeah, I can see now.
Yes, it's been funny. I mean, the weather yesterday on Melbourne Cup Day was a little funny. Also in the morning where it was cloudy and there were a few spits of rain where I was in town. Just before lunchtime, and then the afternoon it sort of was the other way around, and today's been pretty much the same, hasn't it?
Today's been very, very similar. It was so humid this morning, I could have watered the plants just by sweating on them.
Seriously.
But this afternoon, there's not a cloud in the sky here, and it's heating up, let's put it that way. But it's November, so let's face it, it's supposed to.
Well, that's right, yes. It is supposed to be getting warmer. Now, Melbourne Cup is over for another year, as we know, and the next big thing is Christmas time.
It is. Well, I suppose realistically it's only, 6 or 7 weeks away now.
I know. It's creeping up very, very quickly. Now, one thing we need to do as we lead up to Christmas is we need to get a bit of colour into our gardens, don't we?
Well, look, there are lots of green. There's lots of green hedges. There's lots of foliage. But if you need a pop of colour in your garden, I have the best two plants at the moment that you can get really, really bright and like electric orange into your garden, whether it be shade or sun. And the two plants I'm speaking about this week are the sun patients. Now, sun patients are very much like the old-fashioned impatience that we used to have in the 80s and the 90s, but these are much tougher. Now, they're called sun patients for a reason, because we have them here in the nursery in big pots in full sun. We have the electric orange in them, and they are the brightest colour that you will ever find. We used to have them in the Arimba store when we had that. We had them in big terracotta pots. You could actually see them from the road when you drove past, and so many people would come in and say, what is that? It looks like a big, bright orange ice cream in a cone. It was so bright. They come in all different colours. As I said, they're called sun patients, up about 60 centimetres high by 60 centimetres across, so about 2 foot by 2 foot, for those of us who know that. And as I said, incredibly bright colours. Now, these things will flower for up to 10 months of the year. Now, you just don't get that out of a lot of other plants. And then in winter, June and July, when they're not, at the end of that, you give them a light trim back, and that sets them off for another 10 months. They are so handy. They are heat tolerant. As I said, they will grow in full sun. We had them down there. They're in full sun from sun up to sundown. They went through 7 years of some of the hottest summers, like back in 19 when we had the drought. We had all those bushfires and the smoke coming across. They survived all that without a hassle at all. I also had them at a house up here where they were basically underneath gum trees. I had a row of 12 orange, and they gave me this bright, you walked around the corner and it was all in the shade all day, and it was the brightest orange stripe that you would ever find anywhere. All you do with them is you give them a good soak once a month or in the growing period, which is from September to Christmas, once a fortnight with a good organic liquid fertilizer like a seaweed, a fish emulsion, any of those good natural organic liquid, couple of capfuls in a watering can, water it over the top of them, and that will keep them looking really good. Now, these things come in a whole range of colours. They come in bright red, like fire engine red. They come in purple. They come in this fabulous electric orange, which everybody loves. White, blush pink, deep rose, candy pink, and lavender splash. They come in some really, really nice colours. You can do some great displays with them. These things you could do in window boxes. You could do them just in gardens, in shady spots, in full sun, in pots, anywhere where you need a really good, bright pop of colour, you will get it with these. They are absolutely brilliant. The other one I love at the moment, and it's looking its best at the moment, is a little ground plant called a Calibricoa. Now, it's a horrendous name. They used to be known as Million Bells back in the day, and in their wisdom, they changed it to Calibricoa that nobody can ever say. But realistically, they're like a very small ground cover petunia, but they are one, spreads to about 30 centimetres or a foot across. And again, incredibly bright colours. Now, we've got them here in pots. We've got them here in hanging baskets because they make a fantastic hanging plant. You could hang it over a balcony. You could hang it out of a hanging basket. Now, same thing applies. They come in the most brightest colours. They are best in, these Calibricoas are best in full sun. They certainly flower best in full sun. They'll last for years and years and years. Again, the old good old liquid fertilizer, the organic fertilizer, every fortnight to keep them lush and healthy. But again, they come in a fantastic range of colors: orange, purple, white, pink, dark pink, and red. Now, some of the hanging baskets we've got here, the growers have actually put three different colors in the basket so that you get the three different colours all hanging out on different sides, and they look really, really good. Triple Calis, they're called, and they are these Calibricoas done like that for a bit of extra effort, and you can just literally hang those up wherever you wish. As long as it's hot and sunny, they will give you flowers. Now, these Calibricoas will probably flower all the way through till about Mother's Day. So probably about the beginning of May, then they will peter off for the cooler months. But two of the brightest, most fabulous plants I can give you at the moment.
Sounds fantastic, and we need, as you say, some colour as we get closer to Christmas and brighten up our gardens. And there's two fantastic options explained there by Gav. Now, I guess our listeners can pop down and have a look at these at the nursery, can they?
They're all in full flower, and they're all out at the moment. They look really, really good. Now, the other thing I meant to say is these plants aren't like annuals that you put in and get a display and then that's it. As I said, we had these sun patients at our Arimba store, these bright orange in big terracotta pots. We had those down there for 7 or 8 years, and they lasted the entire time. So it's where you want that bright colour, but you don't necessarily want to keep changing it all the time. Fantastic. They're here at our Warners Bay store, which is 381 Hillsborough Road, which is right down the bottom end of Hillsborough Road at the Warners Bay end. And they look really, really good. So come in and have a look.
Okay. And also your website there too. You've got that website up and running. It's looking good.
All W's, LeeRowans.com. Very, very good.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Gav. And there's a bit of advice for our listeners. If you're looking to get that colour into your garden, well, why don't you call down and see Gav at the Lee Rowan's Garden World, and
yeah,
Gav will look after you. And if you have any questions, of course, Gav, you'll be trying to answer as many as you can.
Absolutely, absolutely. Please do. I had a lovely couple in this morning that were inquiring all about hedges that we talked about last week. And I've got them into a lovely backyard bliss hedge in their backyard, and they were absolutely thrilled. So,
yeah,
it's brilliant.
And I think the important thing too is, you know, asking questions is okay. I mean, if you're a bit unsure about something, particularly when it comes to gardening, it's best to go and talk to the experts. And, you know, if you get to Lee Rowans and have a chat with Gav, he's always happy to help if he can. And there are times, I suppose, Gav, that you get busy, but you know, when you can,
absolutely,
you can do your best to help out.
Local knowledge is worth a lot. Now, this couple had got terribly confused on Mr. Google. There isn't a website for plants that I know of, that is literally just for the Hunter Valley. And as I said last week when we were talking about hedges, it wasn't the be-all and end-all of every plant that you could use, but it was all the ones in all our experience that we know will grow in this area. And that, to me, is worth everything.
Absolutely. All right, Gav, it's been great to talk to you as always. Enjoy the week. Stay out of the heat tomorrow, and we'll catch up with you the next Wednesday at the same time.
Absolutely. I shall look forward to it.
Excellent. There he is from Lee Rowans Garden World. He's a good man, Gav, and knows his stuff as well. So drop on down there and have a look at those wonderful two plants that he was talking about there today.